It's a Saturday night, it's raining outside, but I'm cozy and warm inside the Trinity Theatre for something that we've been waiting for a very, very long time. We've been playing the music on Miskin Radio, we've had the live sessions, we've been talking about the album, and it's finally here. What am I talking about? Well, I'm talking about the Brereton's, who have tonight at the Trinity Theatre the launch of their album. Charlotte and the band are with me. How is everything going, Charlotte?
Brilliant.
Tell me who we have here in the dressing room. We're missing someone, aren't we?
Well, I've got Niels O'Hara on my left, who is the bass player. And then I have Helen Durden, who's the guitarist. And then Robin O'Keefe, who's the drummer.
They're both being very quiet, the people sat either side, aren't they?
This is how I've trained them.
Yeah.
They speak when they're spoken to.
We don't really get a chance to speak when Charlotte's about.
That's true. They don't.
This is quite a momentous evening. Does it feel that way to you?
It really does, yeah. It's kind of the beginning of something new and the end of an era, because this album has been such a long time in the making. So, yeah, it does feel really momentous. It's been quite a struggle sort of getting ready for it, but I think we're all kind of quite excited about the gig tonight, and we'll be very relieved when the album's actually out and people can buy it. So,
tell me the brief story of the album so far.
I got some money from breaking my arm at the O2 watching my friend Jonathan play, which I then put into making this record. And it's taken about 5 years, and we've got some amazing, amazing players on it that we're very lucky to have. And it's been a real labour of love, and I think what we've come out with at the end is pretty special. So, yeah, so it's been a long road.
The great thing about an album is you can have sleeve notes, so I wonder, are you giving the O2 a credit on the sleeve notes?
No, they are not mentioned.
But about everyone else in the world is, I think.
Everybody else.
There's a long list on there.
And there's everyone else is mentioned on there.
But the cleaner from that London studio.
Yeah, they're all mentioned, the cleaner. But no, the O2 have been left off.
You've just got that branding on the back. But
yeah, yeah.
Are you allowed in any O2 venues now?
Probably not after this, no.
Run me through the album.
It's what, from start to finish?
Well, yeah, just kind of, you know, maybe sing all the songs and
no. Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do tonight? Are you going to perform the album?
We're doing the whole album and a couple of extra ones that will be on the next album. It's sort of a diary of a certain point in our lives, and there's songs that are about us growing up, and then there's songs that were about certain relationships and things that we had. And it was a sort of very creative period, and we sort of wrote a load of songs all together, and then sort of have got them on this record. And it's a real sort of diary of a certain point in our life. So yeah.
One of the things about music and a band is surely that you can evolve the sound, you can try different things. But when it comes to recording and releasing an album, you're setting something, if not in stone, at least in vinyl.
Yeah, I think so. But we do definitely change it around. I mean, even tonight, we've got different players, and we don't always have the same players, certainly not the ones that played on the record. But I think we do stay fairly true to the recording. There is a little bit of wiggle room, but I suppose not much. Yeah, I suppose that is kind of how you play it. But then, you know, I think they're beautiful, so I don't get bored of singing them. I don't think any of us get bored of playing them. But it's certainly after tonight time to move on and make something new.
So what happens in 2017 then for the Brereton's? The album is being launched today. Where do you go from here?
I think we'll probably split up.
Done.
Kind of done now. I think we'll probably, we'll tour it. I think there's some festivals and things potentially maybe that we're doing in the summer. And we'll start recording again. So we've got some songs. I think we'll all get together and start writing. Mark and I have got probably an album's worth of stuff, but I think we'll probably try and write some new stuff, I think, to go on there. So it's good to have too many songs and to pick the best ones, and to sort of, it's always the difficult second album. that you tend to be all the sort of scrapings that wouldn't go on the first album. But hopefully we won't have that.
I'm sure no scrapings.
Easy first album.
That's what you can call it.
Stop talking to me.
Is that the title of the second album, Scrapings?
The Scrapings. I think that's perfect.
The difficult second album. Scrapings.
I've got a list of some horrible, horrible album titles that I can WhatsApp you.
Yeah, perfect.
And say no to all of them.
So, yeah, Robin will be naming the Scrapings.
God only knows the Puritans.
When you come into Miskin Radio and you've played for us, two, three, four, many times, and I know last year when we did our rundown of the best live sessions on Miskin Radio, you were at number one. So it's fair to say Miskin Radio is a fan of your music, but when you come in and play live, it's usually just you and Mark shoehorned into our tiny little studio. But tonight when you're playing, you're... as a much bigger band, you've got bass, you've got drums, you've got the guitar, you've got a much louder and at times harder sound than the kind of light, folky voice and guitar. Yeah.
Acoustic duo. And it's good because it goes from a nice, smaller acoustic duo kind of vibe to then a big, flamboyant band with an awesome drummer. it works.
I think that's why it's still interesting to play, though, is because we can do it in so many different... If it was just me and Mark playing it together on our own all the time, I think it would tend to get quite boring to play and you'd lose all the emotion and all the energy that you put into the songs. But when you bring in different players and you play it in different ways and the song takes on a new shape and a new dimension, then it means it's constantly interesting for us to do. And like tonight, you're playing them and it's not a song that I, you know, don't enjoy at any point, I don't think.
When I listened to you playing live in Miskin Radio, just the acoustic set with yourself and Mark, I love that. But when I saw you perform here last year, when the bass guitar came in, when the drums came in, I really, really enjoyed that. Is there some of that on the album?
Yes, it's all like, it's all very kind of, I don't think that there's a song that, no, there isn't a song that's just me and Mark. There's full strings, bass, drums, piano.
It's really well produced, there's loads of stuff on there,
yeah.
It's really cool.
So it's. I think it's, if you listen to the album and it was just me and Mark playing it, I think it wouldn't have the same sort of interest to people that it does when you start adding, you know, different dynamics and different dimensions to it. It just sort of lifts the songs and takes them into a truer form, I think. And it's much more enjoyable to play. It's nice to play just me and Mark sometimes because it's what we always did, and it's sort of, you know, it's nice. It's easy because it's what we're sort of really used to doing, but it's certainly a lot more fun to play with a band. And I think it's, you know, sounds a lot nicer to me, to my ears.
Well, I'm looking forward to hearing it this evening. Being as it's an album and you've done a vinyl release of this album as well, that means acres of space for artwork and notes. Where does the artwork come from on that album?
We had a guy that was designing our album cover, and he sent us over various images that he'd found on Pinterest, and he found a particular image that Mark and I really liked of a girl sort of underwater in this white dress, and it's kind of quite an eerie image. And we were like, oh, we'd love that one. And unfortunately, he said, oh, that's a really famous South African photographer. It's unlikely that you'll get it. So our manager, John James, just sent her a sneaky little email behind our backs, like he does. And he just sent her the songs and was like, you know, we haven't got any money, really, but we'd love to use this image. And she actually wrote back, which was kind of amazing. And she said, go away, never contact me again. No, she didn't. She said that she would love to... That we couldn't use that particular image because it would have cost a lot of money and it was used for some famous advertising campaign. But she had a whole roll from that, so it's fairly identical. And that she charged us, I think, £100 or something, and she sent us four of the images, so that's the image. And we've got the front, and then I think that there's a sort of back image as well. So we were really lucky, so we're sending her a record, so yeah.
Sounds good. You have done your sound check already this evening, and it's what? It's 7:45 now. You're not on until 10 o'clock tonight. What happens now? What are you going to do?
A secret. And it's also probably a bit legal. No. We will just be warming up. We've still got a few parts to go through. We've literally been here sound checking, rehearsing all day. We've gone and had food. We'll get ready and then we'll start playing again, and then we'll probably be playing, practicing right until we go on stage.
Rob's and then we to do play. His makeup as well.
Robin's got to do his makeup. He's doing full Kiss makeup this evening because that's what he does. So that's it really, and then that's us, and then we'll do a show, and then we'll be all be very relieved and happy, and hopefully it's gone very well. Mm-hmm. Otherwise they're all fired. It'll be the last time you see them ever.
One problem though, where's Mark?
Well, that's not really a problem for me. That's he's not here, that's fine. No, he's gone to have some food, so he'll be back shortly. Having some Mark time.
Well, I'm looking forward so much to the gig tonight.
Thank you.
Wish you all the very best, and that album, fabulous.
Thank you very much.
We'll be playing it live here on Miskin Radio. Thanks for chatting to us this evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.